This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
She is the first lady of rock and roll.
Wanda Jackson took the stage at the Knitting Factory here in Los Angeles recently. She's a combo rockabilly, country western, and gospel singer, and she attracted quite a crowd.
Yeah, Wanda Jackson, baby. Hell yeah. That's why we're here.
She's just old and she's still rocking. I mean, like, how good can that be? That's awesome.
That's V. Varolanus and Kenneke Moreno, both in their early 20s, come to see the 67-year-old Jackson.
You ready, handsome?
Yes, 67.
On July the 2nd, 1953, I was serving time for armed robbery. 4 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping in my cell. Heard a whistle blow, and I heard somebody.
The audience members could be her grandchildren, dressed like their grandparents did in the 1950s. Greased back hair and white t-shirts for the guys, Betty Page hairdos and plaid circle skirts for the ladies. Many of them are Latino. Kenneke Moreno says he and his friends are looking for something other than cholo culture and gangster rap.
The Latino youth appreciates it because rockabilly isn't about just, you know, oh, you know, I want to smack my and this and that. No, it's about heartache, pain, and growing up. That's why we listen to it. It's all about soul, baby. It's all about soul.
And a generous helping of bad girl attitude. Jackson's lyrics are something you might find on a Johnny Cash album, but this is a woman singing about going to prison, cheating on her lover, and knocking back drinks. At age 16, she burst onto the brand new rock and roll scene in the early 1950s after Elvis took an interest in her.
He just was the one that encouraged me to start singing and recording this new music like he was doing. I was real apprehensive. I said, I'm just a country singer. I don't think I can do this. And he just wouldn't take no for an answer. In the 50s, late 50s, America just wouldn't accept a girl singing this stuff. And finally, in 1960, I had my first hit with rockabilly, and oddly enough, it was a song that Elvis had done in a movie. It's called Let's Have a Party.
Some people like to rock, some people like to roll, but moving and a grooving's gonna satisfy my soul. Let's have a party. Ooh, let's have a party. The rare ascending to the score, let's buy some more. Let's have a party tonight. I never kissed a bear, I never kissed a goose, but I can shake a chicken in the middle.
Maybe some of my lyrics were a little on the edgy side for those days, but hey, it got me attention. I changed my style of dress for the women in country music. They were wearing cowboy boots and hats and full skirts, and I just looked awful in them. And I had a nice figure at the time. I didn't mind showing it off.
Describe what you would wear.
A low neckline with outlined with rhinestones and the silk fringes around the bust and the bodice area, and sometimes the dresses were solid fringe. So, you know, that was before the go-go days. So I was out in front doing that too. I didn't know it, but that's the way it worked. And I wore high heels and long earrings and pretty big hair for those days.
Wanda Jackson is still good-looking, and she still has pretty big hair. It's jet black and styled in a bouffant. She looks like she'd be right at home in a cocktail lounge that has red leather swivel chairs and serves Harvey Wallbangers. We're talking poolside at the Holiday Inn in Hollywood, nearly 50 years after she signed a big record deal not far from here at the famous Capitol Records building.
One of the landmark buildings out here. Used to record there all the time.
The Capitol Records building?
Uh-huh.
Looks like a stack of records
it
with a needle.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, very cute.
And so you were with them?
18 years. I asked for a release from them, and surprisingly, they gave me a release. And the Beatles had just about ruined everything for us. You know, they were on Capitol. I couldn't get a session set up. I couldn't get records released on time. Every plant was pressing nothing but Beatles. So don't ask me about the Beatles.
So she turned to gospel music and became a born-again Christian and just played gospel until the early 1980s. That's when she got back into rockabilly and a new generation discovered her. Last year, a tribute album to Jackson was put out. Carolyn Mark plays Hot Dog That Made Him Mad.
Well, I- got a guy, I like him fine, but he takes me for granted all of the time. To teach him a lesson, make him mad, I went out on a date with the best friend he has. I made a man, oh, hot dog, they made a man. And he hugged me, he kissed me, and he asked me not to do it again.
When you see female performers now, what do you think of them? And do you think in some way that you are responsible for their success when you see someone, let's say, like Madonna?
Some say Courtney Love was influenced by me. I don't know about Madonna. I wouldn't take credit for her success in any way. I'm told a lot of times, Madeline, by these girls, what an influence I had been on them. And every night, two or three come up and say, you've been such an encouragement to me. And I'm a singer, and I'm going to keep doing what I want to do, too, just like you did. I said, well, you go, girl.
Our poolside chat is over. Jackson has a recording session to go to. She's performing on a tribute album to younger musicians. She's agreed to sing two songs by Shania Twain and Cher.
Cher's I'm going to try to do Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves, and Shania... I'm doing Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under? Yeah.
They should be doing your songs.
Well, they probably have along the way. I love this little old guitar because it was designed by a woman and meant to be played by a woman. Yeah, I love it. And the thing I like best of all, though, about this guitar is this one's cut down in just the right spot. Really nice. Yeah. I mean, Dolly Parton would love this one. She would love that.
You can see photos of Wanda Jackson and hear more of her music at our website, npr.org.
Here I go, falling down, down, down. My mind is a blank. My head is spinning around and around as I go deep into the funnel of love. Into the funnel of love. I tried and I tried to run and hide. I even tried to run away. You just can't run from the funnel of love. It's bound to get you someday. Get you someday.